One of my friends was so addicted, she would say things like, I'll just die at 20, whatever.
2.1 million teens vaped in 2023, a third of whom were just in middle school. At a Senate hearing Wednesday, lawmakers asked the FDA why it's failing to tackle the problem.
This is a shelf full of potentially dangerous substances in a store in the shadow of the FDA building. I'm just trying to figure out if any of this is illegal or how in the hell it's legal.
Senator Tom Tillis points to flavors such as strawberry, dragon fruit, watermelon, even watermelon bubble gum. The FDA's Director of Tobacco Products, Brian King, never directly answered.
We do have a pre-market paradigm for reviewing applications, and the sheer volume of that, the volume of those applications and the volume of the market requires us to prioritize our enforcement efforts.
The president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, Yolanda Richardson, answered in his place.
FDA failed to assert its regulatory authority over e-cigarettes until a substantial e-cigarette market had already formed and e-cigarettes had already become the most popular tobacco product among youth. FDA then further delayed.
E-cigarette popularity exploded in the mid-2000s when they entered the market. The U.S. market was valued at $28 billion in 2023 and is expected to grow at a compound annual rate of 30.6% from 2023 to 2030. Only 23 e-cigarette brands are authorized for sale in the U.S., but over 6,000 brands are on the market.